Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces Podcast. This is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz here from New York. And we decided to record this quick impromptu podcast. First off, just to thank everybody for the positive feedback we've gotten the last two or three days since we went live with this. Rich, we announced this a couple of days ago, and it has been overwhelming. Tons of positive feedback, comments from people. We're getting tons of listeners, and it's great. And it feels wonderful that people really like the content we're putting out there.
Well, I think there's been a void. I know that the original podcast, the real estate photography podcast, was on for years, and it was, I guess, bought out by an entity and no longer there. So I'm just pleased that I could start doing it. And, you know, if I can't find it, I'll just make it myself. So yeah, exactly. I'm really stoked. And, you know, we jammed on this thing, both you and I, Brian, and boy, since the first of the year. I actually got an email from you while I was in Australia for Christmas and asking me about something and podcasting. And then we just thought, hey, why don't we maybe try it ourselves and do it together? And it's now, it's the end of January and we've got it up and running in a month. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, and you're right on that. You know, that's what most of the people that gave us comments said, is that there's just been a big void and they're just happy that, you know, someone's out there to try to fill that void and just, you know, share some information and get some guests to speak and get this stuff out there.
And if we can get great feedback from people on what do we want to, you know, what do they want us to talk about? We do have that feature. I don't think anybody's checked it out yet, but that's okay. But it's called Ask the Guys, and you can record your questions, your things you want to talk about for us. And we play that recording and then answer your questions or bring up a topic that you have suggested to us. And you can always send us messages and emails and Facebook messages and you name it to us. So we can always get your input.
Exactly. We received a ton of messages even just the first day we launched with ideas and stuff. So we're going in a good direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's all about just putting content out there, education, and giving people as much information as they can.
Hey, it's really, I gotta say, it's really cool to see, for one, the website turned out really great. And I gotta give you, Brian, credit for that because you wrangled all the technicals. I love the logo. I think it's great. Couldn't be happier. Love some feedback on that, but we're keeping it. I don't care what you think. I really, really like when I saw, it's so funny. It's like Steve Martin in The Jerk. The phone book's here, but we're on iTunes. And I'm really jazzed about that. So we're official.
Exactly. It's a good
feeling. What else are we on? What other platforms are we on?
We're on iTunes, Google Play. We're on Stitcher, which is, surprisingly, from what I've been reading, it's the most popular podcasting platform. Mm-hmm. But I most people so. Are listening on iTunes. And then, you know, there's a lot of smaller platforms that pick up the syndication from iTunes and some other ones. So, mm-hmm. You know, you put it out there on iTunes and it kind of just goes all over the place. But you can listen. The main ones are iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and obviously you can listen directly through our website also.
Well, I know people are going to be listening in the car on the way to real estate shoots because God knows we all spend so much time driving and that's some downtime. So I'm certainly going to keep that in mind and talk about things, maybe little snippets and little interesting things that people can think about on the way to shoots. And I'm always involved with people kind of newbies or people just starting to really get into this game, I call it. And certainly going to try and come up with ideas and things that will really interest people and add some value to the education and people can go out and listen to it on the way to a shoot and maybe even implement it on during the shoot. I think that'd be great.
Exactly. That's the point while we're here. And speaking of education, I was talking to you, got some workshops coming up.
Well, if I can do a little promotion, I want to, because it's really timely. Again, it is February 1st. And I did some workshops last year with my friend Mark Weisberg. They were more geared towards luxury real estate. And I kind of walked away from the whole thing last year going, you know what? I think there's a big market out there for people that are not ready to shoot, or really the emphasis shouldn't be on luxury real estate. It should, and really extraordinary techniques and this and that. It's really people need to work on and get connected together with the basics. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm doing it's an extension of my YouTube channel. It is really the nuts and bolts. It's really for the day-to-day real estate photographer. And it's somebody that aspires to do better. A lot of people coming from HDR, and by no means am I bashing HDR in any way, shape, or form, but I am saying a lot of people want to start using lights and start doing the darken mode. Thank you, Wayne Capelli, and all the people that I've learned everything from. I give credit to everybody. You know, and I'm just trying to spread the wealth and spread the knowledge. But trying to take all these techniques, the masking stuff, and I just find there's a lot of disconnect. There's a lot of people that really like the YouTube channel, but they're just not quite getting it. So I'm doing these workshops. These are two-day workshops, and these are two full days of shooting both days and editing both days in really nice houses. So you'll not only get some portrait, some portfolio work, some portfolio shots, but you really will have an opportunity to just sit down with me, and we're going to discuss and go through the fundamentals, go through these just the little things that might be just hindering you where you're not quite getting it. Because a lot of what I deal with is concepts. And if you can get like the darken mode concept, if you can figure out what it is, you can have light bulb moments. And that's my goal, is to have connection and light bulb moments to people. And I'm only doing 10 people max at these workshops. So it's going to be nice and intimate. It's going to be two full long days. We're going to be doing everything, man. We're going to just be doing twilight. We're going to be doing computers. We're going to be doing pole photography. We're doing tilt shifts. We're doing darken mode. We're doing the compositions, lighting, multiple lights. We're using all kinds of different Godox lights and the benefits of each and things like that. So it's going to be just full, long, 10 to 11 hour days, and really excited about it.
Anything a newbie needs to know and learn to just get off the ground, pretty much.
I think it goes definitely from newbie to, I'm trying to get some people that, not necessarily a complete newbie, though I'm sure we can get you up to speed beforehand. But it's really for people that have just started getting into lights and triggers and, you know, going up to full intermediate to, I don't want to say full on advanced photographers, but there's plenty of people that are going to benefit from this. And because there's plenty of other workshops from really talented people that are dealing with really super high-end photography and techniques and things. So this is really for the person that's really getting into real estate photography.
I think that's important, because most of the real estate photographers that I've spoken to come from a different genre of photography beforehand. There's very few real estate photographers I've met that said, I went to college, decided I wanted to be a real estate photographer, and that's what I did. Most people, you know, I know you and I both have wedding backgrounds. I know other people have portrait backgrounds, you know, shooting sports, this and that. And, you know, whatever happens in your day-to-day life and activity, you end up shooting real estate photography or, you know, architectural, whatever you get into. And it is different. Shooting in a house is different than shooting a wedding or shooting a portrait. And, you know, obviously there's a wealth of information on the internet, but, you know, spend 2 days and literally have somebody teach you what you need to know from top to bottom to go ahead and do a real estate shoot. You know, you might know the technical stuff as far as photography is concerned. You know, everyone knows, you know, ISOs and apertures and, you know, shutter speeds.
Not everybody.
Well, you would hope if it was a professional photographer, yes, but
you would hope.
You would hope. But, you know, to learn how to utilize those in a different genre of photography, real estate, you know, in 2 days, and you can get enough of a grasp that you can go out and, you know, solicit yourself and go on a shoot with confidence. That's important.
Well, the people, I also do some coaching through the Larry Lorman's blog, the PFRE, the Photography for Real Estate blog. And I find the majority of the people that I coach are established, extremely talented photographers. I've got guys that are doing, I mean, Alan Lawrence is doing some of the top landscape workshops in the country. And he's, you know, he went out and did some shooting and just said, hey, I need some help with this because this is tougher than people think. You know, it's counterintuitive. It's unlike portrait photography, where you're not generally not pointing your lights at the subject. You know, you're pointing them straight up at a ceiling or behind you or something like that. And it's very counterintuitive. And you got to give yourself some credit because don't worry, it is tough. It's a lot to learn.
Sure. And I think a workshop like this, like I just said, just to reiterate, will give people confidence. And I think that's a big part mm-hmm. of growing out and growing your business is confidence when you meet agents, speak to agents and, you know, try to sell and market what you're doing.
People that also don't want to be intimidated. Exactly. This workshop is for the person that feels intimidated and they're going to be surrounded by people and everybody, I got to say, everybody in all of the workshops I've done have just been wonderful people. I am absolutely friends with so many of them. And it's really about having a good time and being with like-minded people. So you're not going to be getting in a room with top professionals. You're just going to be getting in the room with people that are in similar situations. I must say this first workshop coming up, everybody's about in the same position, same boat. So it's really good fit.
Now tell me, Rich, without, you know, a specific time schedule, what is a day in your workshop like from when you start till you finish? What's, mm-hmm. you know, over a, you know, you would start off, you come in, you discuss what, you know, you go out and you shoot what, you know, when do you edit at what point? So people have an idea of what to expect.
Well, for these workshops, they're much more hands-on and a lot of emphasis on shooting, hands-on shooting, and really being in a house and shooting. A lot of talking too, sitting down and just talking. But everybody gets there between 8 and 9. We have bagels, we have donuts and stuff. Get your stuff set up. We don't have a lot of equipment. We're just doing a single tripod with a camera and a trigger and one light on a stand and possibly a second light in your pocket or just a second light wherever you can have it, but only one stand because we got 10, 11 people in a house. And this is a big house, but still it's limited on space. So we're going to be shooting primarily the first 2 hours. It's going to be me taking you around the house and shooting for everyone. And I found when I was starting out, the most important thing I learned and the most educating day was when my good friend Peter Lyons out of Berkeley, a top photographer, he let me come and shadow him. And I just stood there and watched. I didn't need to say a word. I didn't need to ask questions. That just watching him for 3-4 hours, I learned so much, and that till today is the most I ever learned. So I recommend everybody shadow somebody, and that's kind of like what this is all about. You're going to be able to shadow me, but after about an hour, hour and a half, we're going to split up in groups. There's going to be probably groups of three people, so it'll be three groups of three. Maybe one group will have four. Anyway, we're going to set off in different parts of the house, start shooting. I'm going to have an assistant with me that has been to my workshop and knows what's going on, and they're going to help everybody too. We're going to be spending time with each person. We're going to be just doing different shoots. We're going to then, about 1 o'clock, have lunch. I'm supplying lunch and drinks and salads and pizza and whatever. And then we're going to talk. Yeah, well, the really expensive pizza. No, I'm going to be everybody's going to sit down and have lunch together, because the thing I found was that's an opportunity for people to sit around and talk, and I can talk and people can listen and they can ask questions. Everybody can learn, because this is really about a big group of people that are all working together. So after lunch, we're going to shoot more. And then we're going to go in the later afternoon and we're going to start editing a few of the shots. We're going to be going through. The good part about these workshops is if you've watched my YouTube channel, you know what we're doing. You know what, you know who I am. You know what I'm doing. You know the techniques. You can refer to everything on my YouTube channel, how I'm doing my darken mode, how I'm doing my masking, whatever. And then we're going to be working on getting the loose ends and figuring out how to get that editing together, and any questions, any disconnects. And then at the end of the day, we're going to go into twilight mode, and we're maybe going to work on pole photography outside, do some twilight shooting. There'll be a combination of watching and shooting the house I've got, both houses in Seattle and in Auburn, California, and Seattle, Washington are beautiful houses. And it's going to give you an opportunity to really get out there. And I'm just, my main goal is to just demystify twilight photography. I mean, it ain't that hard. We can do it all with single exposures. We may do a little bit of light painting a la Mike Kelly, but I'm not really pushing that. And I think it's great, but I'm not sure if it's appropriate for the time we have. But I'm going to show people how we can do it. And then the next day, we'll edit the twilight shots, and then we'll go on pretty much the same thing on day two. So that's a full day, and it's going to be from 8:30 in the morning till about 7:30 at night. So it's a long day, long full days.
That sounds awesome, though.
Mm-hmm.
When can we get you out to New York?
I'm talking to, we're talking to people in Southern Florida. I think I have a one full workshop of people that want to do it. So then I just got to find the location, which is actually the hardest part of the workshop. Sure. is finding a suitable location. I am going to do that. I'm going to maybe do Atlanta, but Atlanta's got a great workshop going on with some people. Tony, and I always botch his name. I apologize. Tony Colnago or Conigle. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Colangelo. I know who you're talking about.
And Tony, I apologize, Tony, but yes, they're super.
We apologize, but there's super your plug. Talented. There's your plug for your workshop.
There, and I'm giving him credit because he's super talented photographers. He's the photographer of the year for PFRE, and they're doing a workshop in Atlanta. I think he's from Canada, but I'm thinking about doing something in possibly Chicago, possibly Philly. Which might be New York too. I don't know. But yeah, man, if you want to help me find a location, we'll put a workshop on in New York.
I have a lot to learn from you, so I would love that.
Yeah, Mark Weisberg, who I was doing workshops with last year, he put on a workshop in Manhattan. And he did it in the Trump Tower.
Oh, nice. Well, that's as luxurious as you're going to get. So.
Oh, really, really? Yeah. Well, that's what the workshops were. Those were based on luxury, but this is based on day-to-day real estate, so our bread and butter real estate.
Cool. That sounds exciting.
And I got my dates. I want to tell the dates. I've got the first workshop is sold out. It's in Auburn, California, which is right outside of Sacramento. Beautiful historic town. We found a beautiful location. And that is February 28th, the last day of February to the first day of March. And that's March 1st. That's in Auburn, California. And the next workshop after that is going to be, this will be a little premiere. I think I'm going to announce it next week. It's going to be in the same location in Auburn. It'll be the 21st and 22nd of March. But I've got to get that filled up before I commit to it, or partially filled up. So if you're interested in that and you want to come to California, do that. You've got to remember, we're 1 hour from Lake Tahoe skiing, and skiing is right on right now. 1 hour from the workshop is you can go skiing in Lake Tahoe, and then 2 hours you're in San Francisco, and 3 hours you're down in Yosemite. So we got a lot of stuff. Then I'm going to do Seattle, which is going to be April 9th and 10th. And then I'm going to lay down one day and maybe do some private coaching up there on the 11th. And then we're going to have the second workshop will be the 12th and the 13th of April. So I got two workshops back to back in Seattle. And this is a beautiful home, a half a block from the beach with the views that are out of this world. So it's going to be a lot of doing window pulls and darken modes. So looking forward to that.
That sounds great. Yeah. And hopefully over the course of 2018, you end up all over the country.
Going to do my best. I really, really am excited about this next portion of my life. I turned 60 last year, and I think education is where it's at. I mean, God knows I can only shoot for so long. I can only do so many more weddings because it's kicking my ass. But I just love teaching people, and I love the YouTube. YouTube, by the way, was really successful last year. I had just a a tremendous year. I'm just shy. I think I'm 100 people shy of 10,000 subscribers. So go out there and subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Yeah, let's get this done for you by the end of this week.
Yeah. So, and we got these darn podcasts going on and with the workshops, and I'm busy, but I'm super happy. Really, really happy to help people.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So why don't you let everyone know where they can go and look your website information for your workshops and how they can register if they're interested?
Okay. Well, the best thing to do is to, we'll have it on the show notes, and the website for these workshops, I'm going to really have an updated website second half of the year, but right now it's just basically richbaum.wixsite.com, and it's /workshops. So it's richbaum.wixsite.com/workshops. And you can also just look me up, Google Rich Baum, and you can find my blog, which you can, WordPress blog, which you can get information there. Or you can just send me an email, rich@richbaum.com. Or you can find, what's our email? What's my email through the info?
Info at shootingspacespodcast.com.
Or Rich, don't I have one?
Rich at also, yep.
Well, you're the technical guy. Yeah,
exactly. Rich at, Brian at, or info at. We both get the info. So if you want to reach out to both of us, just info at, we'll get it.
Yeah. And I'm taking a request to do a workshop in your town. Not sure it's going to happen, but I'm going to try my best, and just going to try and spread the knowledge and help people out there. And that's what it's all about. Right, Brian? That's what we're doing this for.
That's what, yeah, exactly. And I think that's good. If people have ideas as far as, you know, places you can go and visit, if you get enough requests, I'm sure you'll go out there and make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's all doable. I'm really excited about it.
And besides the show notes, we also have a link right on our homepage to workshop,
that's right.
So people can find it that way.
You can find me. Just no worries about that. I'm out there.
All right, cool. So again, we just want to thank everyone for the positive feedback we got. It's been an incredible couple of days, and we're looking forward to what lies ahead for us with this podcast.
Yeah. And I really, really thank everybody for allowing me to put all this information out there for my selfishness and my workshops. But honestly, not only do I want to make these workshops successful, but I want people to know about them. And I really am. I mean, my YouTube channel has always been free videos, and I've always been, you know, I didn't have this workshop in the back of my mind going, oh, I'm going to do these free videos for the workshop. But, you know, that just kind of happened organically. But I really do believe, I really like helping people and teaching people. And I tell you, nothing like getting people that send me emails that just go, you've really helped me out. I get emails from all over the world, literally. I'm not even just saying that. It just blows my mind. But I'm helping people all over the world. And you know what? I think that you help people. And I think people in the groups, I mean, like Sam Chen, Wayne, all the people, they just are so out there. Nathan Cool, people out there to help people. So we're just excited about what we do. We're passionate, and we want to just pass it on. So
exactly. That's what it's all about. It's all about building this community and everyone being friends with each other. And, you know, you hear these stories of these people, you know, this guy's my competition. I don't want to tell him what I do or teach him what I do, but you know what, at the end of the day, there's enough work out there for all of us. And, you know, we're all going to get it as long as we all work together to get it. So
I know that some locations are tougher than others. There are a lot of small towns that have too many people. But where I'm at, we have several of the top photographers, and we are all really good friends and pass work along to each other. So I want to put a big shout out there to Martin Beebe and Peter Lyons and all the people that we all share work, and even Scott Dubois out in San Jose. And just it's great. I really, really enjoy the camaraderie.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
So. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I want to just thank everybody for this episode of Shooting Spaces, the podcast. And utilize that thing. Ask the guys. I want you to ask questions, and we'll play that question on the air and answer it for you the best we can. And if we can't find the answer for you, I'll find somebody else that can. And if you want to see somebody interviewed, put that out there. You know, who would you want on the show? And I'll go contact them. That's what we do.
All right. Till next time, Rich.
Okay, see you guys later.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.